Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com. Your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
A word from our sponsor, KmarEducation.org. Parents, doing your children's homework might seem like helping, but it's robbing them of the opportunity to learn and grow. Let them face the consequences of their actions and learn from failure.
Hello and welcome. Good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. We're all products of our upbringing when we have experienced some of the different styles of parenting, authoritarian parents. A child grows up not knowing what they want and are generally sad and unhappy. Submissive parents. Child is inconsiderate and has no limits. Authoritative parents. Child is well-adjusted, uses critical thinking, common sense, and facts. Neglecting parents. Child has a negative image of herself, is insecure. And over-involved parents. Child lacks perseverance and has problem-solving issues. Harmony and creativity, finding balance between boundaries and expression is the topic today. And good morning, Rich. How are you?
Very good, Marietta. A rainy Saturday morning.
Yes, and I'm home here in the studio, and I do have some announcements. A very happy belated birthday, 56th birthday to my wonderful daughter Heidi. It was this past Wednesday, March the 20th, and here is a little celebration. Yes, celebration for you. Just a little snippet. And that was for my daughter, Heidi, who had a birthday this past Wednesday. And I have another announcement. We all remember Dr. Yvette Witten. She has two workshops coming up, April 18th and April 25th. Here it is. Spring into Health, Wellness Shops at Adonai Optimal Health and Wellness. They're right in Monroe on Main Street, 887 Main Street in Monroe, right around the corner. I call them neighbors. Anyway, very exciting stuff. I love this workshop. The first one is Herbal Tea Blends for Detoxification. That's on Thursday the 18th. So mark the date, April 18th. That's on a Thursday. So workshop number two, Spring into Health with Sprouts. That's on Thursday the 25th. You will sample also. You will get, first of all, we get to make our own sprouts. And because they're very, very expensive, and the benefits, of course, when we talk with the expert, Dr. Witten. Now, each workshop is $65, and for right now, let me give you the telephone number to ask for more info till it's on the website. It will be on the website next week, 203-220-8849. I'll repeat that, 203-220-8849. Two workshops coming up with Dr. Witten. And tell them that you heard it on WICC. Marietta sends you. I love these two topics because it's all about self-care and knowledge about your health. So that's it. looking for. We will hear every week. I will announce this. So I'm ready to rock, Mr. Rich.
With your love by my side, the world will be mine.
Permissive parents may shield their children from discomfort, but resilience is built through facing challenges and overcoming obstacles. Let's empower our children to thrive, not shelter them from life's lessons.
This is Marietta Kammer. You're tuned into the Business Champion Radio Show, and it's all about your parenting style in the first segment. How are you as a parent? I believe in life lessons very, very strongly, and I tell you how I grew up. You figure it out, my parents told me. Yeah, you figure it out. It was very hard as a child, and as I became older, it really became a lifesaver and an instilled independence, determination, flexibility, creativity, and to take action. Yes, you figured out it was tough as a kid. Oh, my God, everybody got help and this and that, and many, many times it affected me, and why, how come, and everything. But no, this is what they instilled in me, and I love it. So the difference between authoritative and authoritarian parents lies primarily in their parenting styles, which have distinct approaches and outcomes in child development. So let's get into authoritative parents. They are responsive and nurturing while also maintaining high expectations for their children. They establish clear rules and boundaries. Encourage independence, decision-making in their children while providing guidance and support. I believe in decision. A child has to have a voice. A child has to be able to make their own decisions. So I've had many, many programs, and this is what I stand for. But communication is the key in authoritative parenting, with parents often explaining the reasons behind rules and expectations. This is the key. So I see that in some of the parenting styles now that parents do explain, not all of them. Yeah, not all of them, but this is the way to be. So that style fosters a positive parent-child relationship and leading to a higher self-esteem, better social skills, and emotional regulation in children. So now it comes. Authoritarian parents are demanding and controlling, often enforcing strict rules without much room for discussion. They expect obedience and compliance from their children without considering their opinions and feelings. And they use punishment as primary means of discipline, focusing on obedience rather than understanding. This is very, very sad, and many, many people have experienced that, and I did too. And hold it. Many say, well, that is not well. Many have a mixed style of parenting style. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But this authoritarian, horrible, let me tell you right now, because it's only, the communication is only one way with little explanations for rules and decisions. And this may lead the children to become withdrawn, rebellious, and we know about that. For lacking in social skills due to lack of autonomy and warmth in the parent-child relationship. So, and I grew up like that. I know what that is all about. Then the child rebels, stops homework altogether, has anxiety to make any decisions himself, and is always preoccupied to make it right and perfect for the parents and the teacher. And, you know, I had a situation like that, a real situation like that. And the child was a little older, yeah? So, was almost 19 years old. And I feel the parents held the child on a short leash. And they're incapable at that moment, at that time, to function in a creative environment, to let his or her thoughts and feelings flow for any project. And there's structure in free flowing. There is structure in free flowing creativity and learning. There is structure in it. You just have to educate yourself.
Mariette, if I can interject, we have actually gotten a couple of emails that fit right into that. The first one is from a woman who said, as a child of an authoritarian mother and neglectful father, it's been an uphill battle. But now that I'm expecting a child, I am attempting to educate myself so I can be a better person and a good parent. And a second email said, my parents would never let me do chores and stuff as a kid or taught me how to do basic things. And when I got older, they yelled at me and stuff for not being able to do basic things.
I'm telling you, thank you, Rich. And I know we have a few more, and we will interject them. As a young child, I was right there with their daily chores, and I had my responsibilities, and they had to be executed every single day. I was checked. And my parents, they did that every single day. And you grow into this behavior then. Okay, this is my responsibility. And the parents checked it. And then I got more responsibility. And I don't think I was too fearful of my father, not to execute it. And if I tried a shortcut, if I tried to figure out a certain shortcut on my chores, my father picked that up. Yeah, and I was called on it. My father was very, very strict and very dominant. My mother was, oh, la, 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 la. And that's permissive, but something like that. You know, I think she left it. No, I have to correct myself. She left it up to my father. So, and my father was strict and short-tempered and everything. But I did grow up. You know, you can't wait till they're 18. And it happened in my own family. They waited till the kids were 16, 17, 18 to start doing laundry and different things. And now they don't help out. Well, one is in college in London. The other one is going to college. So what can I say? I know we have to go for a break. Be right back.
It's never too late to educate ourselves as caregivers. Learn to listen actively, validate their feelings, and create an environment where your child feels safe to express themselves.
You tuned in to the Business Champion radio show on WICC Funded and 107.3 FM. Goes very smooth today, no brain fog. How's that? So, right, Rich?
Absolutely. We're doing the best we can. Can't see each other, but we'll do the best we can.
That's right. Now, everybody has different parenting styles, but all I'm asking, please revisit your style. And, oh, yeah, my parents did it such a way, and this is what I believe in. Revisit it and watch your child's behavior. Watch it and see how they perform even in school. This is how you can tell by their behavior, yeah? So I learned a lot. And I have to say, many of the behavior of my father, it was instilled in me and growing up and raising my daughter. I repeated some of his style, I have to tell you, and I hated it. But my daughter is absolutely, she has a great education. She raised her children a little more lenient. But boy, she made something of herself. And she has the structure, the right structure in her. What are some of your thoughts on this? Rich.
Absolutely. Growing up, we didn't really have strict styles from my parents. My dad was kind of hands off. My mother was more the one that did the what do you call it? Disciplining type of thing. But it was always the if you don't behave, I'll tell your father type of thing. And we've heard that from a number of people. But for the most part, my sisters and I were pretty good growing up, and we had our own lives. Of course, you had a lot more freedom to go out and into the neighborhood and play with the other kids and all that, and you didn't have all that. We have to do play dates and everything. And I see here we have an email, actually another one that goes along. Well, two of them here. One says, my stepdad had the abuse fear solves every problem, and my mom has the I'm just going to act like nothing happened parenting styles.
Terrible.
And a second one was very quick and said parenting styles and their effects on life should be taught about in school, which that doesn't always fit in because you shouldn't always put all that on the parents. I mean, put that on the teachers, rather. The parents should deal with that.
Teachers shouldn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
It's totally on the parents and the child. They have to be socialized. They have to know what's right, what's wrong, and what to do. It's not the parent. I wouldn't want to. It's not the teacher. Not up to the teacher. And back decades ago, they all operated, and I grew up in Europe, operated on fear. And we had great respect for the teacher, for the priest, any principal, any adult. We had respect. Look what 60 years later, what happened. Look at all of this. And, you know, I'm sorry, parents. It's your fault. I'm really sorry. So it's, a lot of parents are rebelling. And look, what can I tell you? You know, and especially the permissive parents, let the child do anything they want, anything they want. And it's not good. You know, I grew up with principles and boundaries. And I feel very good about that, you know. But what about, Rich, and the topic today is finding balance between boundaries and expression. School assignments. How do you feel when should parents do their children's school assignments?
No, absolutely not. No, we grew up that you did your own homework. You were responsible for doing your tests and quizzes that the teachers might give, and if you failed, you failed. You better study harder, or I guess you could say that there would be consequences, but we never had to do that again because my sisters and I mean, they were much smarter than me, but I held my own, and I think I did okay in school. But, yeah, you see too much of that where parents want to sit down and do the homework for the kids because they don't want their kids to fail. Well, you got to let them fail, otherwise they won't learn how to succeed.
Yeah. And my opinion is absolutely not. Parents, grandparents, do not do your children's homework. You either assist the child as a navigator and the child can connect the dots on the subject matter, if he or she doesn't understand. And there are many times I didn't understand the spoken word. So I didn't do the homework. This is how it started. But you have to be consistent every single day, and you become a daily overseer of your child's work. You have to be consistent with this. And, you know, we know how that goes, consistency in people. If you're doing your child's homework, you're undermining the purpose of the assignment and inhibit their learning and growth potential. You are hindering your own child from learning. First of all, their ability to function. Doing homework for a child removes their opportunity to learn and develop essential skills. Learning by failing. Learning by consequences. That's it. The child will never be able to sustain in life. Never, ever. If a child never does her or his work in school, homework, and gets away with it, they will never finish anything in their lifetime. They start something and walk away from it. So, and I know what I'm talking about. For the past 2 years of my school life, I didn't do homework. I just didn't. I refused. And I got away with it. And I did graduate. I never had to repeat classes or anything like that, you know. So, indeed, in consistently avoiding completing tasks or assignments in school can contribute to a pattern of behavior where individuals struggle to finish what they start in life later on. So, I'll tell you after the break. The world will be mine. It's one for me.
Our children are not extensions of ourselves. They are individuals with their own identities. Let's celebrate their uniqueness and foster an environment where they feel free to express themselves.
The Business Champion Radio Show on a rainy Saturday morning, but we're all happy and we're ready to rock here. We're talking about school assignments. Should parents do their children school assignments? And what I'd like to point out, habit formation. When a child constantly avoids completing schoolwork, they are essentially forming a habit of procrastination or avoidance. And over time, this habit can become deeply ingrained and carry over into adulthood. There you have it. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I lived this. And I grew up as an adult, and I had wonderful ideas, and I started something. Oh, at 8 o'clock, I started some. Oh, at 12 o'clock, I was at egg with it. So, and this was very, very bad. And I was a really, really bright kid, too. And going into adulthood, I had a pivotal moment. And somebody I really cared about and somebody who was I adored said, Marietta, you always create something new, but you never finish anything. And that did it. That did it. Now, for over 30 years, I'm a stickler of if I start something, I finish it. Everything. It doesn't matter whether I make a phone call to somebody and they didn't give me their yes or no. I'll follow up until I get the yes or no, or any thought that I put on paper and that I love and that I create, I finish it. And I mean that. Yeah. This is the problem. I wasn't held accountable because somehow I slipped through the cracks, you know, with the teacher, you know, the last 2 years of school. And there was no accountability, and that was it. And that was a very bad habit. And I tell you, you suffer as an adult. If you don't look at this now, even you're an adult or your child, if you don't look at this now and get that cleaned up, it's going to take a little bit. If you need guidance, call me. Yeah, reach out to me. I will help you. I know exactly where to start with you. So, but you got to clean that up. Otherwise, you can hang it up. Otherwise, you never amount. You know, any goals you're setting, forget it, you never reach it. That's it. No, it's very, very important. That was a very, very bad habit. Detrimental to your life and everything, you know. And people are bright and they're creative. But when you have that habit, that's a saboteur. It will sabotage you. So think about it. Rich, I'd like to bring you in. What do you think?
Yeah, I was actually just thinking that I remember when I was a freshman in high school that I'd always been good with math because I got into baseball and sports in general. You're using statistics a lot with a lot of numbers, but taking algebra as a freshman, and for some reason, I just did not get it. I didn't ask my parents for help, and I actually didn't even go to the teacher for help. I stuck it out. It was a rough first 2 months of the school year, but all of a sudden, towards the end of October, around Halloween time, I don't know what it was, but it was like the light bulb clicked on, and I got through it, and New York State at the time had what they call Regents exams, and when I took that, and that was a state exam, so everybody in the whole state got that, and I aced it. I got a full 100 on that thing, and it made me feel very proud that I got through it on my own and stuck with it. I mean, it would be very easy to say, oh, I'm not going to deal with this and just let it go by the wayside. But that was one of the things I always felt good about that.
Yeah, and you just said something I meant to bring up earlier, asking for help. Now, get this. As a child, you're sitting in a class, 30 kids at that time. And when you were engaged in a dialogue with the teacher and the subject, and you ask a question, and, well, you did it in a very harmless way, kids started laughing at you. And I said, if I ask questions or if I give a comment, they laugh. So I never, that stopped my participation. But I also had problems with the spoken word. I couldn't really understand. Again, looking at the teacher, you know, you're supposed to know it as a child. It really stopped me from asking for help. Now, again, that pattern stayed with me pretty much all my life. And it wasn't until in my mid-30s I learned how to ask for help. when I don't understand something. Isn't that crazy? So let's go for one more break. Be right back.
Silencing your child's voice diminishes their confidence and self-worth. Break the cycle by encouraging open communication and valuing their perspective.
Harmony and creativity, finding balance between boundaries and expression. So second segment, we talked about school assignments. Should parents do children assignments? Are you kidding me? This is just even immersing myself into the topic. I shake my head. But anyway, before the break, asking for help, we all need to learn that. So I don't care if it's the child asking, can you please explain that to me, Mr. Teacher, Mrs. Teacher, or a coach. That's why when I go to seminars, I check them out. They need to be approachable. A lot of teachers were not approachable or are not approachable. At least that's what I felt way back when I went to school. And I see it today, some of the people's personalities, they're not approachable. Plus, please, let me tell you something. If you're a coach, if you're a caregiver, you need to be accessible, approachable to your children, to the children, period. So to make it easier to ask, you know how many people don't feel comfortable asking anything from anybody, even adults. And, you know, when you're in sales, you have to ask. You have to ask for the appointment. You have to ask for the sale. You have to ask questions. And, you know, you have to feel good about it. And I grew into that role. It didn't come overnight. Yeah. But everything that I didn't do in school, boy, I sure polished it up later in life when I needed it. And I'm proud of this. So also you can obtain that. All this, you can clean up the behavior, but it's about the children, that the children learn the right way. But looking at all the various styles, parenting styles, I'm telling you, it's just really amazing. And the permissive parents, you can't let the child do what they want to do at any given time.
One of the sayings that you hear from time to time is, the only dumb question is the one you don't ask.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the things we should teach in school, parenting style and their effects on life should be taught about in school. One of the emails, who's going to do that? Maybe some independent coaches could go in there. But I tell you, 20, 40 years from now, we're going to see something completely different. But we will have done our part, Rich and I. We have done with our, with our shows every Saturday. But I believe in all of this. Check your parenting style, and anything can be changed, So, Rich, we're out of time.
Yes, we are.
Okay. I wish everybody a happy Easter. Happy Palm Sunday. We'll see you next week. Have a great week. And today is perfect to do some baking and some cooking or some relaxing or some binge watching. So thank you, Rich, and have a great week. See you next week.